And now Saudi Arabia's deadly war on Yemen continues relentlessly, causing more civilian deaths and destruction. In the latest attack, Saudi warplanes carried out several airstrikes in the town of Sahad, and that's in northern Sa'adah province. There's still no word on possible casualties. A school is also hit in separate raids in the same province. Now, Saudi fighter jets also pounded Yemen's air force base there as well. Earlier, dozens of Yemeni civilians were killed and scores wounded as Saudi warplanes targeted a residential area and a military base in the Hajjah province. The onslaught on Yemen has left over 4,000 people dead since March 26. Political analyst Lahoz Shazdi says that the silence of the international community on the Saudi aggression against Yemen is a clear example of double standards.
In the unipolar world order, there is one superpower. The second one was the Soviet Union, but that is no more since 1991. And that single superpower is the United States and its allies, in this case Saudi Arabia, and others such as Egypt or Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Jordan, even Morocco. If they participate in military operations, as it is the case in Yemen, in which they are bombarding the civilian population, that is fine. It's fine because also the United States has done it in Iraq before the invasion of 2003. They did it in the invasion of 2003 of Iraq, their military intervention there. And of course, let us not forget Israel, another major ally of the United States in the region, when they have bombarded Gaza, when they have bombarded Palestine, they have bombarded Lebanon. That is fine. It doesn't matter that they kill thousands of civilians. So it's trying to get away with crime because their side does it. That is fine if their side or if they themselves do it against civilians, like in the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, unmanned aerial systems against civilian targets, even though they might call it like, or they may say that they are using it against presumed or suspected terrorists in, like in Pakistan, like in Afghanistan, even Yemen, that is the United States. But when they do it, it's fine. If other side would do it, then it is not. So it's a double standard indeed, quite hypocritical and pharisaic.